You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only Ms. Does she even need a last name? Giselle Bryant.
Hello, hello, hello.
I mean, how many Giselles are there coming on to behind the velvet rope?
Just one, just me, the one and only.
Listen, you are the only one we need, honey. How are you? How is everything going? I mean, long time no talk, but you know, last time we spoke was at the beginning of last season. So how have you been?
I've been great. We are out of the pandemic. Thank God. I mean, like, you know, we're making our way. Life is good. Have no complaints. All is well.
Well, we are now at season 6. So how, Giselle, did we get here?
We got here because people finally woke up out of the, the slumber that they were in and realized that Potomac is what's up, okay? It's happening in the P.
Honey, it is happening in the P. I mean, we did talk about that last time. I asked you last time, you know, if you thought that Potomac was kind of like, you know, the quote unquote ugly stepchild of the franchise and is just underrated and doesn't get the respect it deserves. And you said, yes. And then we had this season, which was, you know, dramatic is an understatement last season. Yeah. And now, do you think the world has woken up? Do you think Potomac is still underrated or do people get it now?
I think they get it now. They understand us. They understand who we are. I think that, you know, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the fans that have been with us since day one because they really, really get it. And they've been spreading the word. We're here. We are here and everyone understands.
I think so. I have to say, you know, and I'm not just saying this because you're here. I think that the premiere was possibly the strongest premiere out of like all the franchises coming back out of COVID. We're starting strong.
And I every year I hate premieres because I feel like premieres, they have to set up the season. It's typically very slow. You catch up with all the ladies, you find out their story, their backstory, what's been happening. It drags a little bit to me, but this one was solid, rock solid.
This one was really solid. Now, how is season 6 different for you from the past seasons?
I'm so grateful that we have 4 original housewives still on the show. And so when we do get together, we were so excited because A, we had been in our houses looking at the ceiling for so long. And then finally we started filming and it was just like, you know, by season six, it's like, okay, we're in a sorority. We're in this thing together. We're going to have our issues, but we got each other's back.
Totally. Who surprised you the most this season? Like,
I think Candace. You know, Candace surprised me because in the beginning of the season, you'll see that she's still very shook up from last season. And I thought that she was, you know, had moved past it and was totally fine. Okay, hold on. Here we go. I thought she was, had moved past it and was totally fine, but she still had some really deep emotional things going on. And so that kind of shocked me.
I could see that. What about, who do you think, you know, we'll put Mia aside for a second, but who do you think has changed the most? You know, we saw the Epic last season. It was quarantine. You had a break. Now you guys are all hanging out together. Who do you think has changed the most from season 5 to season 6, either in a good way or a bad way?
Well, we've already seen from the first episode, the person that's changed physically the most is Wendy. don't know why we had a whole party about it, but, you know, I think Ashley, to be quite honest, because, you know, she's now a mother of two, or she was pregnant and, you know, now she's mother of two and, you know, she's full fledged mommy and on mommy duty. And that is a total change from the Ashley that we met 6 seasons ago.
It is. What about like friendship shifts? You know, like we see, you know, Candace didn't attend this party. You know, at one point her and Karen were very close. You know, it seems like Wendy and Karen, they might be moving a little closer together. You and Robin, you kind of lay it out for her. When are you ever going to get married? Like, what do you think, any friendships have shifted and who's shifted the most?
Yeah. I mean, I think you definitely will see as the season progresses a shift with Wendy and myself. And even with me and Karen, like we kind of come to a better place, so to speak, which is pretty hard to believe after you watch that first episode. and I think all the ladies kind of go through their, you know, Candace and Ashley, they have their issues, but I think, well, I don't know where they are right now. I don't know. Let me not speak for them.
With Candace, we just don't know day to day. So I understand that. Yeah. I mean, I was going to ask you, you know, it doesn't look like you and Karen were going to really come back. I mean, that was one of my questions. Like, was this fight with her in the beginning, was that really because of the reunion and like specifically what she was like alleging about Jamal, or was this just like a pot that's been boiling for about 6 years?
Well, you know, like I told Candace earlier in the episode, I didn't talk about Karen last year at all. And all she did was talk about me. And I mean, I get it. You know, she's really fabulous over here. I get it. But I just was sick of it. It's just like, enough already. Why are you obsessed? Why? I get it. If I was Karen, I'd be talking about me too.
I was just gonna say that, Giselle. I mean, like, that's a compliment, right?
Yeah.
We do see you and Wendy go through it. I mean, Wendy, I know, just did an interview recently and she said, like, you know, she was very disappointed in you, you know, for bringing this up about Eddie regarding like, you know, fidelity or infidelity. You guys kind of go through it this season.
Yeah. But we'll see how that all plays out. I mean, I feel like, you know, Wendy is still to this day a little confused as to like the onus of that conversation.
We'll have to see how it plays out. Do you think that Wendy kind of got a free pass? You know, you come into Housewives, you come into hanging out with this group of women. This is a strong-willed group of women. You know, last season, let's face it, what was going on between Candace and Monique kind of overtook almost everything. And that was Wendy's first season. Like, do you think in a way she got a free pass and maybe didn't really get the full experience of what it is to hang out with all of you?
100%. And, you know, there are no free passes out here in these streets. And, you know, we had a lot to deal with as far as the group is concerned. Thank you so much. Dealing with what happened and trying to get us back to a better place. And all of that really just... we didn't have time to deal with Wendy. It's like, Wendy, who cares?
It's almost like this is her first season of Housewives.
True. 100%.
Did you notice, especially when you first came back with this group, like, was it like a weight was lifted because Monique wasn't there? I don't want to put words in your mouth. Like, could you really feel the difference in the group?
100%. Last year was extremely toxic. I've said that millions of times. It was very toxic. I felt like we were turning into a show that didn't need to be on television. I felt like we, you know, we were better than what was happening. And so I felt, we're now at a better place. We're now back to being like the Potomac that we were. Shady, funny, smart, you know, we're back to our original selves.
I think you guys are back to your original selves also. What about, you know, and I bring this up only because Karen brought it up, you know, we did see you. I mean, Karen hits below the belt sometimes, right? Like we're talking about a hot box at a dinner table. And I mean, does Karen know how to fight sometimes? She just comes up with whatever comes to her head.
It's you know, whatever comes out of Karen's mouth, I pay no attention to because it's never truthful. And I've been around Karen a long time. So I get it. She just will say anything.
She will say anything. What can you tell us about Mia? I mean, you know, we know that she's bad at math. She has an older husband. She's gotten lots of plastic surgeries and she's a boss babe.
Mia cannot count. Okay. 2 + 2 = 4. But I, you know, she had a rocky start with this season, but after she was around us for a little while, she got going. I like Mia. I think she's a great addition to the group.
Do you get as stressed out when planning a vacation as I do? Where to go, what to do, where to stay? I definitely needed some extra help in choosing the perfect spot for my next vacation. And that is why I turned to Apple Vacations. They're great. They're known as America's favorite vacation company for good reason. Just think of them, and this is music to my ears, as your one-stop shop for that next level summer vacation. Apple Vacations will help you plan your entire getaway with confidence from start to finish. We're talking personalized service, exceptional values, and so much more. Plus, you can choose the most gorgeous destinations like Mexico, the Caribbean, Central America, Hawaii, and the continental U.S. Each all-inclusive Apple Vacations package includes round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations, meals, drinks, entertainment, and tips. Nonstop transfers are also included at no additional cost at select hotels. So the entire vacation is as seamless as possible. For a limited time, you can use promo code SAND75. That's SAND75 and take $75 off your stay at Live Aqua in Cancun or Punta Cana. Just go to applevacations.com/BTVR to get the steal of a deal to your favorite Live Aqua resort today. Again, just go to applevacations.com/BTVR to get this amazing deal at your favorite Live Aqua resort today.
Really
do. Because I mean, you know how it is, especially like you were on Bravo chat room. Like, you know, you've analyzed these shows as much as I do. Like, you can tell sometimes you think Mia is just a great addition. She knows what she's doing.
Yes. Yes.
I like that. I'm loving her so far as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you know, a lot of times we film these shows and I forget what happens. And I forgot that whole thing about like, she was not really counting properly. So when I saw it again, it was so funny.
I was like, is this your nice way of not wanting to tell anyone how old you are? Which I'm all for. I don't really like tell my age either. I mean, go Google it. But I mean, you just got to have your lie ready if you want to lie about that age. I'm like, well, let's talk about, you know, I know that you are single at the moment, you know, and I know there's so much talk about you and like Pastor Jamal Bryant, but I just want to no, like, was that a hard decision? Like, how are you? Like, was that a hard decision to?
No, only because it's not like we're not together and I don't talk to him anymore. I still talk to him as much as I did before. But he's in Atlanta. I'm here. It's just long distance is just not cool. And I like, honest with you, I love just thinking about me. That's shocking. You know, I love just worrying about me and what I'm doing.
It's nice, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, on that note, you did mention, I know you said something about, you know, this is your summer. You just want to have like a hot girl fun summer.
Yes.
So how is your hot girl fun summer going, Giselle?
It's been going great. I actually started before the summer started, and it's ongoing. And I am, yeah, I'm truly enjoying myself. And just, you know, I need this. I feel like everybody needs their own like me time. And that's what this is for me. And I'm living my best life.
That's good. Are you dating at all? Or are you just?
Dating-ish.
Ish is good.
Yeah.
What do you do to date? Like, are you on any of the apps?
Oh, no, no, absolutely not. That's a little scary for me. What do you mean? What do I do to do? I date. I meet people. I'm out in these streets.
Well, like I had Ebony here, like she hired a matchmaker. Like, I didn't know if you were like sticking.
Yes. No, I'm not at the point that I want to do that because I don't want like a serious committed relationship right now. I'm just out here wilding out.
Listen, being out in the streets is sometimes the best way to date, if you want my opinion. What is your type? Like, if we look to Hollywood, like, who do you have a crush on?
Okay. You know, Idris Elba is married, but he would be just a great snack. There's a basketball player, and I cannot remember his name. But he's tall. I think it's Sergi. It's something. He's amazing.
I'm going to have to Google this.
Yeah, Google him. Let me see who else I'm loving out here. That's about it.
Idris Elba's a good one.
Yeah, but he's married.
He is married. I mean, listen, as a self-respecting gay man, I can't really help you with figuring out who this basketball player is. Idris Elba, I know, though. You know, there was a lot of talk also at the reunion last year, and like there's a lot of chatter always online, you know, and it was implied at the reunion, you know, that Gisele Bryant is the cause and the center of a lot of the drama. Like, do you think this is just an unfair assessment that people whisper?
No, I don't. But I mean, is it that I'm in the middle of the drama, or is it I'm just having conversations with people that you would have, right? Forget the cameras. Like, you would have these kind of conversations with people, cameras or not. And I think that sometimes because I do it in front of the cameras, it's, oh my gosh, so I was causing drama. No, I'm just, we're a group of friends. We talk about everything. Like, it just is what it is.
And you go there, which is great. I mean, better than that.
Otherwise, what are we watching?
Yeah. And like, what type of friendship is that if you can't speak up? And, you know, I'm glad you're enjoying your single summer. I know, you know, with Pastor Jamal, you've been on again, off again, on again, off again. I know you guys still speak every day. Is this like now off again forever? Can you ever see having this back on again?
I have no idea what the future holds. So I don't know.
That's a fair answer.
Yes.
And none of us really do.
No.
What about, is there anyone from the Bravo world, you know, as you date that you are like, huh, has anyone slipped into your DMs now that the word is out there, or that you yourself would pursue?
Well, most of the Bravo male world is homosexual, right?
So this is true.
So yeah, no. And I really feel like whoever the guy is needs not be in this world. Yeah, he needs to be in his own world, totally separate and apart from me.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
When this started, you mentioned you were wearing one of Robin's amazing hats. Like, I know you've had your own like side hustles. You know, was that, and you have a lot of side hustles, was that always a plan? You know, like, did you come into this saying like, you know, you got to have the side hustle, and no shade in that. I mean, I would have my side hustle the first minute that I showed up on camera.
100%. I'm like, well, if you don't have one, why are you here? I mean, I feel like 100% you need to make sure that this is working for you. You know, I give my entire life, you know, I my kids, my everything, my parents. And it's like, yeah, we also need to talk about my businesses. So I feel like, if you're not, something's wrong.
I agree. How are all the businesses coming along?
Well, we had a stoppage in the pandemic. which, to be honest with you, the pandemic gave me the rest that I needed. I was like, I had my major hustle on prior to the pandemic. And once that pandemic hit and I had to sit down and relax myself, it got good to me. I enjoyed it.
You did.
Yeah.
My lips get so chapped. And this is a problem I basically had my whole life and I didn't know where to turn. I tried everything. And that is when I heard of Chop Saver. Chop Saver was created by a trumpet player, someone who uses their lips all day for work. And I figured, who better than to turn to than someone who has heavy use on their lips? It's a good place to start. Well, it's the only place I needed to go after discovering Chop Saver. Chop Saver combines a special blend of healing herbs and natural moisturizers to help you crack that smile without cracking your lips. It's soothing. It comes in two types and it has a nice, great citrus flavor. I am telling you, my lips feel good and taste good all day. It's lip relief like I've never known before. And now, as a Behind the Velvet Rope listener, you get 15% off for a limited time. Go to chopsaver.com and enter the code VELVET. That's right, chopsaver.com and enter the code VELVET, and you'll get 15% off. I love that it's organic. I love the taste. I love the smooth, silky texture. And hey, while I'm talking to you guys all day here behind the Velvet Rope, my lips have never felt better. Chopsaver.com, enter the code VELVET for 15% off. That's what a lot of people said. I mean, it was a nice, you know, like there were times where I was quarantining and I'm like, I'm not sure I'm really like, what do you mean the world is opening next week? Like, slow down. I'm not ready for this yet.
That's how I feel.
Right. It's what about Robin? You know, what about when everyone says, you know, there's seven Potomac housewives, but a lot of people say, oh, there's really just six because Robin is not a housewife. She's an extension of Giselle. I don't say this. Lots of other people say this. Don't shoot the messenger. But what do you say to that when people say, like, you know, Robin would never stand up to Giselle, would never disagree with Giselle?
First of all, I've never heard that.
Really?
Holding her champagne glass very proudly for six seasons on her own, having nothing to do with me. Robin holds me accountable all day, every day, whether they air it is on Bravo. But she has done it on camera plenty of times.
Yeah, I think we even see it this season. At least in a little bit of the trailer, we see one scene where she's speaking up and it looks like she's speaking to you. Do you think Robin's ever going to get married? I know the pandemic threw a wrench in those plans.
Yeah. Oh, I do. For sure. Yeah. I mean, they might as well. Nobody's leaving. Nobody's going anywhere. They love each other. So yes, they're getting married.
Totally. What about, you know, congratulations also. I know, you know, during the pandemic, you had this amazing Bravo chat room. Like that must've been such an honor to be chosen as one of four of all of Bravo, to be honest.
Yeah, no, so much fun. Those ladies were totally incredible. You know, the chemistry was there from like the first second. We just had major chemistry. So yeah, a lot of fun. And it's a different, you know, doing chat room is a different muscle. You know, it's a different animal. So you really have to know what you're doing.
You have to be like me and be up on everything going on and just... Who said what to who? It's a lot of work, right?
Yeah. Who shot John?
You're like, wait a second. You blink an eye in this Bravo world and you're behind.
Yeah.
What about Hannah? Like, have you spoken to Hannah lately? Like, I know she's not in Summer House. How is she doing?
She's doing great. I talked to her maybe 2 weeks ago. She's doing great. You know, she's in love with her fiance. They're off on a tour, comedy tour. I think she's going to make her way to DC at some point. She's doing great. She really, really is.
That's good. What about, can you give us like a status on chat room? Like, do you know if it's coming back? Like what's going on?
I know all of that. I'm not going to give you a status because I don't want to lose my job.
I don't want you to lose your job either, Giselle. At all, especially not because of me. Because then you'll come after me and like, you know, I don't need that. I mean, I love you dearly. What about, you know, the whole, you know, Kate Chastain did speak out against Hannah and said, you know, not that working with her and Portia was just less than a desirable situation. She didn't mention you. She was pretty vocal in typical Kate Chastain, as Kate is. I mean, were you privy to any of that? Like, what did you know? Like, did you know there was that tension, so to speak, or like?
No, to be quite honest with you, that kind of caught me off guard, and I think probably caught the other two ladies off guard as well. I mean, because from all that I knew, we had a great working relationship for sure.
And it's a great show.
Yeah.
What do you love best about Chat Room, being part of Chat Room?
I love that, you know, we're able to like be free enough to say whatever the hell we want to about particular topics. And, you know, me and Portia's chemistry just got better and better and better each week. I did love that. And you know what? When Kate left, she was missed. You know, Kate has like a dry sense of humor that is, it's like a little, it catches you off guard. Like you think she's not paying attention, but she's paying attention. And then she like all of a sudden says something funny. You know, we missed that when she was gone.
She was a good part of the show. What about if Bravo came to you and said, we think we want to add a fourth person back? You know, everyone has their job. You're not going anywhere. Who would be at the top of your, like, come to the top of your mind?
I think after Hunky Dory, Kathy Hilton.
That would be epic.
Also, you know, I wouldn't mind, you know, if we had to get some male energy in there, I think Reza would be amazing. So yeah, those would be my two top picks.
Those are really good picks.
Yeah.
I like that. Are you loving Kathy Hilton? I mean,
like, every time she does something, I think to myself, what took her so long to get on this show, like in a real way? I mean, we've seen her throughout the years, occasionally here and there, but like, my God, we have been missing out on a gem.
They're going to have to make something happen so she does not go anywhere.
Yeah, it's called dollars and cents.
It is called dollars and cents. And I mean, I don't think Kathy, you know, not sure she needs the money. So, you know.
But no, but everybody needs to be paid their worth and their value.
Whatever. But that's what I mean. It might take, but they cannot let her go. She has to stay right where she is.
Oh my God. She's amazing.
What about like, are you up on all the other, like, are you watching New York this season? Are you watching?
I was watching New York. I kind of fell off. What else? Shaw's. I was truly enjoying Shaw's in the beginning of the season, the whole Mike, you know, is he cheating? Isn't he cheating? Cheating, cheating, cheating. Like that was just like hilarious to me. And I loved it. What else is on? Oh, Beverly Hills. I'm loving Beverly Hills right now.
And now Below Deck has started again.
Yes.
What about what businesses are taking up your time these days? Like, I know you had like a little snag during COVID, you said, but like anything next?
I say, because I'm about to launch them. So yeah, give me a minute. Yeah.
You can have a minute. You can definitely have a minute. How would you sum up this season of Potomac just with like one word? What would you say?
One word?
Or a few words.
It's a lot of drama and it's a lot of fun. Yeah, we got back to having a good time.
It seems it's like a lighter season.
Yes, yes. It's going to be fun. The fans are going to totally love it. I think it's right. You know, I always get a little nervous about us being on during the summer because people kind of check out in the summer. They're traveling, they're whatever. But I think that nobody's going to want to miss it.
I think this, it's off to one of the best starts out of all the franchises.
Yes.
Two more questions as we wrap up. I know that like Bravo has done so much for like diversity and inclusion, but you know, a lot of the Potomac, it seems like the storyline, like we're going to deal with like Ashley's like postpartum and like Robin, even some of her depression. So how great is it to be, you know, part of a show that is, you know, like showcasing mental health and like what people go through?
oh, well, it's needed and it's necessary. I mean, mental health finally is not like a dirty word. It's finally acceptable to talk about it and it not be looked upon as something that is strange or foreign, or, you know, you really should be ostracized because you're talking about the fact that you've got some mental illness going on. I think it's great. I think it's great. The more we make it acceptable to really dive into and talk about, I think the better everybody will be, because at some point in time, you live long enough, you're going to have some dark days. It just is what it is.
I think so too. What about, these are the final two questions, I promise. What about, a lot of people are saying that, and I had Ebony on the show. Ebony is freaking everything. I love her so much.
Yep. Great.
She's able to say, like, this is why I don't agree with you. Here's why. And now I'm going to listen to you. It's amazing. There's a lot of people that say, you know, New York has now gotten like too into like politics and like the issues of the world, which we're living in. Again, I am not saying this. There's a lot of people, maybe you haven't heard this. I can show you all the people that are saying this online.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think of that? You know, they're saying like, it's too much. I tune in and I just want to forget about the world.
Yeah. I get it. I get it. I mean, I can't speak to it as it relates to the show, but I get it. People tune in to Housewives to forget that the world is jacked up, or that the world is racist, or that the world is, you know, going through turmoil. It's an escape, and Housewives is entertainment. So I understand that perspective for sure.
Listen, when Karen's talking about a hot box, Mia can't count, and she's talking about Botox every 4 weeks. You want to just escape, right? You just want to escape. Final question. You know, like, I know Riri has slipped into the Grand Dame's DMs and she loves Heather Gay from Salt Lake. Has Riri slipped into your DMs yet? And has anyone like that, like, slipped in, or just like you're out in the world and someone's like, excuse me, I need to tell you how much I love you. And you're like, how do you know who I am? Not that, you know, like some like huge, like mega Rihanna type.
Oh gosh. Well, this happens to me all the time. See, so I can't, you know, I have to put in perspective, like Michelle Obama, Oprah, like, you know,
no, really? I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. Yes. I mean, people slip into my DMs all the time, and they're mostly guys who shouldn't be.
I'm sure that
they are very.
I'm sure that they do. Before we wrap up, what is next for you? Anything else you want to cover here today? Anything I didn't bring up?
Yes. One last thing.
You can bring up anything you would like.
We see throughout the season that Robin and I start a podcast called Reasonably Shady. So it's kind of like the inception of it. And then we go to a launch party, and the podcast is now up and running. We drop every Monday. And it's been great. We've gotten so much great feedback from it. We love it.
From podcast host to podcast host, what do you love so much about it? I mean, I love my job too. What do you love?
Yeah. Well, see, you're by yourself. Like, Rob and I are able to talk to each other and have like our normal girlfriend talk. It's just that we're now allowing other people to hear it. And, you know, we're just talking about anything and everything. And it's like a normal, like, I'm talking to my girlfriend, which I love.
Who isn't going to want to tune into that? It's like the real talk. I mean,
yeah.
And you're lucky, because I know a lot of people that have a podcast with a co-host that they don't know. I always tell people, like, just make sure you know who you're going down this road with, because it will get ugly.
Yes. You don't, real quick.
You've been on for 6 seasons with Robin. I think you're pretty safe.
Yes.
The podcast everyone needs to listen to. I mean, but are you guys going to have guests too, or it's just going to be like you guys talking and like eavesdropping?
We have had guests, and we just did one last week with a guest. So yeah, we will have guests. We actually had a medium on who like told us about ourselves, and he wasn't wrong, which was scary.
I need to listen to that episode.
Yes. Well, we haven't, that one hasn't dropped yet. So give us a couple weeks.
I'm all about the mediums.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay. So tell everyone one more time where they can find your podcast and where they can find you online.
Yes. Online, I am Giselle Bryant, everything. So like Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. And then the podcast is Reasonably Shady. It's on iHeart or wherever you listen to your podcast.
That is one of the best names for a podcast I've heard in a really long time.
Robin is reasonable and I am hella shady. Okay.
Either that or I was going to say, like, it could have been Word on the Street.
It could have been, but that's, you know, totally me. And we have to. Yes.
Reasonably Shady is great. Giselle, listen, thank you for coming back. I know you get a lot of requests. You could spend your time anywhere. I just want to let you know, I truly, sincerely appreciate you making Behind the Velvet Rope a stop on your media whirlwind tour. Like, for real.
Yes. Yes, yes. Thank you. I appreciate it. And you didn't ask me one question about that, Ramona.
No, you know, I feel like we're past that, right? Do people still ask you about Ramona?
No. We're definitely past. Everyone's clear. I hate her. The end.
Guess what? I kind of hate her too. You know, doing this now, a year later, now we're meeting. I have my own opinions now. And I'm just like, let me tell you, I have an opinion on you too. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, take care.
Love you much. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.